Mesechtes Makkos, Daf Yud Gimel, four lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Beis and Beis, after the Mishnah, and the Mishnah begins, Ki Yotze Bai, Ritzech Shigol, Le'ir Miklotai, V'ratzu Anshe Ir, L'chabdai, Yoyim Lehem, Ritzechini, that if there's a Ritzech that went to Golas to an Ir Miklot, and then the people of that city want to honor him, then the Ritzech has to inform them that I'm a Ritzech, and you shouldn't honor me. However, Amru Loi, Afal Pikain, Yikal Mehen, Shinem, V'zed V'ar Ritzech. However, if they say that even so we want to honor on you, then he could accept that honor, as the pasuk in Pasha Shavtim states, "Vizeh Dvar Ritzach," and therefore we see that he has to actually mention to them that he's a Ritzach. And since the pasuk says "Vizeh Dvar Ritzach," so it seems that he only has to tell them. But once they insist that they want to honor him, then at that point he could accept the honor. And of course, we know that the pasuk tied to the pasuk of "Vizeh Dvar Ritzach" is the pasuk is going to tell us the dinim of a Ritzach, and it doesn't really refer to the actual words of a Ritzach, but it is a limud that the Mishnah is making. We were gurus that the first two words of our Mishnah is Kiyotzebai, and I in the Bach that states that the words Kiyotzebai should not be at the beginning of our Mishnah, and instead should really be the last two words at the end of the last Gemara, and I in the Bach in Ois Gimel shall call Tosikfa Kiyotzebai who save Gemara, v'akin hischa Mishnah Ritzech Shegala. However, I in Ritva, who is Mekayim Argesa, and he states, v'nirish yish l'kayim Argesa, d'mshum diktoni d'ben Levi goylu me'ir le'ir, v'afal pisha kol mi'pilchoi, that since the last Gemara stated that a Ben Levi has to go to Golos from one city to another city, even though it's from the same area, and the time of Kadeshi Nichna Yosef Ba'atzumi Begalusai, Lekach Sheninu Kiyotzebai Lin Yachna, as we see in our Mishnah, that there's a concept that if someone kills B'Shoigeg and is now in the Eir Miklot, that he must have Achna, and Ayin Meiru states, Yoyim Alam Ritzechini Klemish Yitzorach Leidiyo Lofasim Shu Nichna Va'otzeb L'mashabot HaKol Al Yodoy Ayin Shom. And we continue on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah tells us Malam Hayischal Levi and Divrei Rabbi Yehuda that the Ari Miklot would be a profit center for the Levim, as they were able to rent out their houses to those that killed B'Shegeg and had to live in the Ari Miklot. However, that this would not be a profit center for the Levim, as they weren't able to rent out and lease out their houses to those that killed B'Shegeg and had to live in the Ari Miklot. And the Gemara will explain this machlekes, and the Mishnah continues with another machlekes between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. And as the Mishnah continues, V'chayzel Asura Shehoyba Divrei Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda Eimel Loi the Rameah holds that once a Kohen Gadol dies and the person that was sent to Ari Miklot goes back to his original town, then he also gets back his original position. And if he was a Nasi or an Abbezin, he would once again be able to be a Nasi or Abbezin. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds that since he was someone that killed B'Shegeg, he would not be able to reclaim that original position. And Ayin in Taptasis, Ma'ilim Hayu Schal Levim, Pirish writes from Aboy and Vidurim Sham, Tzrichon Halis Mas Bar Neina Lelevim, Dolitem Exeris Hamelch. And it would seem that Taisis holds that all agree that there's no question that a person that goes to an Eir Miklot has to pay a fair rental payment for using a Levi's house, and the only question is, does the person that goes to an Eir Miklot have to pay taxes and head taxes to the city? And Rabbi Yehuda holds he does, and Rameah holds they do not have to pay. And the Gemara now begins, and we'll discuss the din that we saw in the Mishnah, where we saw machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameah, if Malam Hayischal Levim to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rameah Imel Loyim Mayim Leschar, and was machlekes between Rav Kahana and Rava as to how to understand this machlekes, as Rav Kahana states machlekes b'sheish, that the only time there's machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameah is only in reference to the six of the Ari Miklot, as the Masav Lochem Leklita, as Rabbi Yehuda holds that when the pasuk and Pashas Masay states v'hoyu lochem ha'arim lemiklot migoyel v'layomus haritzeach ad amdei l'fnei eid l'mishpat, so the pasuk is telling us that these six cities should be in Ari Miklot for a person that killed b'shoigeg, and the pasuk uses the term lochem to tell you that it should be for you in order that you should be saved, but it's not telling you that you should live there for free. However, Masav Aramei holds lochem lechal tzorchechem, when the pasuk states lochem, then it means that it should be for you and you should be able to use these for free. And as Taisa explains, the eight tzrichim lahalish shum davol alvim. However, Rav Kahana continues, that certainly if someone killed someone b'shegeg and they ran to one of the 42 of the Ari Levim, then certainly Yotli, they would have to pay schar, and they would have to pay for the use of their homes. However, Amalei Rava, Rava responded to Rav Kahana, Havadai Lochem Lechol Tzorcheichem Mashma, that certainly word Lochem is Mashma, that they should have full usage of this area, and they should not be required to make any payments, and certainly in the six of the Ari Miklot, then Rabbi Yehuda would not be Chayil Kan Rameya. And as he continues, Elam Rava, and therefore Rava explains, Machlekes Barboim Vishtayim, that the only Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya is only B'negei the 42 Ari Levim. The Mas Sovet, Rabbi Yehuda holds that when the Pasuk in Pashas Masi states, Ves Arim Ashatitnu Lalvim, a Shish Ari Miklot Ashatitnu Ladu Shomer Yitzech, Valeim Titnu Aboim Vishtayim Ir. So when the Pasuk states, Valeim Titnu is only L'Klita, in order that you have a place to run to in order to be saved, but not L'Chol Tzorcheichem, and certainly they would have to pay schar to Levim. However, Mas Sovet, may hold Valdeim Titnu Kehanach, when the Torah tells you that you have to add on 42 cities, those are similar to the other six cities, and Mahanach L'Chol Tzorcheichem, and just like B'negi, the Sheish Ari Miklot, it's L'Chol Tzorcheichem, Af Haninami L'Chol Tzorcheichem, and therefore someone that kills B'Shegeg and runs to one of the 42 Ari Levim would not have to pay schar either. Al B'Sheish, Devrakol, Lo Yilim Ayilin Sachar. However, regarding the standard six Ari Miklot, where the Pasuk states, V'Hoyu L'Chem Arim, so certainly even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that we dash in Lachem L'Chol Tzorcheichem, and certainly one that killed B'Shegeg and ran to one of the six Ari Miklot would not have to pay anything to the Levim. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the next part of the Mishnah, where we saw a machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbi Meir held the Chazal Sora Shehoyba, and Rabbi Yehuda Imel Lo Yechazal Sora Shehoyba. And our Gemara begins, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, and this Braisa is relevant to an Eved Ivri that goes out from his master either after 6 years or after Yovel. And in Pashas Bahar, the Torah tells us, V'yotze mi'imah hu v'van of imay v'shavel mishpachtoi v'aluchus ha-savis of Yashuv. And the Braisa brings a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya, as Rabbi Yehuda holds the mishpachtu hushav ve'inu shav l'mashak ziku ha-vesa of Divri Rabbi Yehuda, that he only goes back to his mishpacha, but he doesn't go back to what his forefathers already had a chazak on. And for example, if his family had a position of power, since he was an Eved Ivri, he would not be able to retain this position of power. However, Rameya ime afu shav l'mashak ziku ha-vesa, and Rameya holds that he goes back to the position of power that his family held. And Rameya explains at the end of the pasuk states, and he learns that he has the right to go into the same position as his forefathers, and he has a right to retain that sara. And the Braisa continues, or as the Goyin is Goyis, Shanema Yoshev L'Rabbis Zaretzeach. And the Gemara now explains, and the Gemara explains that it has to do with our Mishnah and our Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda Rameya, the Tanyan, as we learn to the Braisa, that the Pasuk in Pashas Masay states, Yeshev at Moisa Kreina Godol, Vachri Moisa Kreina Godol, Yoshua Ritzeach Leretzachuzasai. And once again, Rabbi Yehuda learns, Leretzachuzasai Hushav, Veinushav, Lamashach Ziko Abesav, Div Rabbi Yehuda, and he can't go back to his original Sora. However, Rameo Ime, Afushav, Lamashach Ziko Abesav, Rameo learns that someone that killed B'Shegeg and was originally in Eir Miklot, but now that he leaves the Eir Miklot, he can go back and claim his original Sora. And Lechayra, has Rameo and Rabbi Yehuda have any Shaila regarding this Pasuk? If the Pasuk tells us, El Eretz Achuzasai, and it's not speaking about a Sora at all, and it's referring to going back to the original land and the original property, and therefore the Gemara explains, Gama Shiva Shivim Hasam, that Inachanami is based on Xer Shava, that we learn from the din of Eved Ivri to the din of Eir Miklot, and since the Pasuk by an Eved Ivri uses the extra word of Yashuv, as the Pasuk states, Vishavel Mishpachtoi Vel Achuz HaVais of Yashuv, and didn't have to state the word Yashuv, and Benegei to Eved Ivri, the Pasuk states, Yashuv. So we have a Gzeira Shava that teaches us that we should learn one from the other, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda learns that both an Eved Ivri as well as someone that was Chizul from Eir Dachas does not go back to the original Sura, and Ramei is Chilik and holds that both an Eved Ivri as well as someone that returns from the Eir Miklot goes back to the original Sura. And we explain our Gemara based on Shitas Rashi that the Gzeira Shava is used both by Ramei as well as by Rabbi Yehuda. However, I in the third Taisa Amid Diva Masel Gama Shiva Shiva. And we continue with the new parak and the new Mishnah. And the Mishnah begins, and these are those that will receive Malkus. And certainly someone is not going to be Chayim Malkus unless they were Edom, they did an Isser, and the Edom gave him a proper straw that if he does that Isser, he will be Chayim Malkus. And Ayin Rashi states, in our Likin, Eul Lav Dafka, the ton of Ishaya, Likin Tuva, as although our Mishnah lists approximately 36 different cases where someone will receive Malkus, however, there are many other cases where someone will be Chai Malkus, and as the Rambam brings, that there are 207 different Lavim in which someone will be Chai Malkus for, and the Meiri explains that when our Mishnah states, Eul Hin Alikin is actually Dafka, as it is teaching us that there are three different categories where someone would be Chayiv Malkus, and one category is where someone is Chayiv Kuris, and it will also be Chayiv Malkus if he'll have Asura for Malkus. There's a second category where someone is Chayiv Mises Bezdin and also receive Malkus, and the third category is where someone does a Lav, and the only Einish for that Lav is a Chayiv Malkus. And as the Meiri states, Nirali Shabiru Alaminim Vloy Ali Ishim Ratzalema Pratim, Upurish Ham Inyan Sham Malkus Baal Shleishus Minim, as we explained. And our Mishnah begins with the first category, which are all Isuri Erva, and if someone does any of these Isurim, they would be Chayiv Karis, and even so, if someone receives Astra for Malkus, they would also receive Malkus, and as the Mishnah states, Habala Chayse, Val Chayis Ovi, Val Chayis Ima, Val Chayis Ishtoi, Val Eishis Ochi, Val Eishis Achi Ovi, Val Nida, and Ayin Rashi in Mesechlis Ksubis, who points out that when we speak about Eishis Ochi, then certainly Shin Skach Leil Ochi, Vigirsha, that at one point she was Mekudeshes to his brother, and then they were divorced, She'im b'misa al-karis, as at this point she's not an Eishes Ish, as if she would be an Eishes Ish, then it would be a chi of a misa b'dei Adam, and therefore Malkus would not apply, as the din of Kamal Ramani would apply, and similarly in the case of Eishes Achi Aviv, and Rashi states, in Skachaloi v'girsha, and also when the Mishnah mentioned Achis Ishtai, then we know that someone is only asa to his wife's sister, while his wife is still alive, but if a person's wife dies, then he's allowed to marry the sister of his wife, being that the Mishnah was discussing various Isuri Erva, so the Mishnah discusses various other Isurim which are relevant to marriage or relevant to Arayis, and the Mishnah continues and lists those Lavim where the only Einish is Malkus, and there is no Einish of Karis or Misa B'dei Shemayim, and the Mishnah continues Almana L'Kohen Gadol or Gush of Achlutz L'Kohen Hedit, Mamzeres V'Nisin L'Yisrael, and Bas Yisrael L'Nisin L'Mamzer, and the Mishnah now teaches us Almana Gusha Chayav Olam Meshum Shtei Shemayis, that if Rachel was originally married to Reuven and Reuven died, and then she got married to Shimon, and Shimon divorced her, and now Rachel is an Almana as well as a Gusha, and since there's an Issa Meisav, therefore the din of Ein Issa Chal Issa doesn't apply, and therefore if a Kohen Gadol goes and marries Rachel, then it'll be Ivan to Isurim, number one because he got married to Almana, and number two because she's also in a Gusha, and therefore our Mishnah teaches us Almana Gusha Chayav Olam Meshum Shtei Shemayis, that if a Kohen Gadol marries a woman who's not only Almana but is also a Gusha, then be chayiv because of two different lavim, and it'll be chayiv two sets of malchus. However, the Mishnah continues, Grusha v'chalutza ein chayiv el mishum echel bilvad, but if a kohen marries a grusha who is also a chalutza, then it'll only be chayiv one set of malchus, as there's only one lav that covers both the issa of grusha as well as chalutza, and therefore he only could be chayiv one malchus. And b'negir almano grusha ayin rashi mishum shtei shemais mishum shtei azara sheshtei mifurashe p'mikra and v'azara tavayu kai. And Rashi continues, Grusha v'chalutza, Grusha v'hi chalutza ein chayiv ala el mishum grusha, shachalutza ein ksuva al mirbuyim asin la, as the issa for a kohen to marry chalutza is not mefurish in the pasuk and is only based on a ribuy, which we learn from the din of grusha, the tanya b'kedushin, grusha ein le'el grusha chalutza min ayin tamalei me'isha, and ayin in the bottom tesis who points out that from Rashi it's mashma that the issa for a kohen to marry chalutza is an issa deraisa, and if a kohen headed would marry chalutza who is not a grusha, then certainly be chayiv malchus deraisa. However, zoktesis v'zeinoi, the arminu in perakas arayuchsin, chalutza drabonon, that the issa of chalutza is only drabonon, and there would never be a chayiv of malchus if a kohen marries a chalutza. And even though our Mishnah mentioned grusha v'chalutza, zoktesis v'hodol el, tana v'chalutza, agav grusha tanya, that in a chenami, because we mentioned grusha, and the din of chalutza is based on a smachta that we learn from grusha, so therefore we mention chalutza as well, even though, of course, there won't be malchus. And Taisa continues, Inami, Makas Madris Drabonon, that in a Chenami, that the Mishnah is telling us that if a Kohen Hedit marries a Chalutza, there'll be Chai Makas Madris. And Mishnah now teaches us of Ha, Kivinti Gam Gusha, Loika Ba Malkus de Gusha, She Duraisa, and Vloy Loki Makas Madris Drabonon, and the Mishnah is teaching us a Chiddish that since the Kohen receives Makas Duraisa, therefore the Rabbanon would not add on Makas Drabonon, even though the entire Chiva Malkus is only Drabonon. And our Mishnah now continues to discuss those issues. Shurim, although they are not a Arayis, but there is a Chiyuv of Kares, and the Mishnah teaches us if one has a straw for Malkas, then they would receive Malkas. And as the Mishnah continues, HaTamei She'achaz HaKodesh, if someone that is Tamei eats Hagdish, or Vabal Migdash Tamei, or someone that is Tamei comes into Beis HaMikdash, Va'oichel Chelev Adam, or if someone is Oivan Ne'issa and eats Chelev or Dam, or if someone is Oivan Ne'issa and eats Neisser or Pigal, and the next case is the only case that is not a Chiyuv of Kares, as the Mishnah continues, V'Tamei, or if someone eats a piece of Hagdish that is Tamei, and L'Chayr, the Mishnah only mentions the case of Tamei, Agav, Neisser, and Pigal, as generally the words Neisser and Pigal come together with Tamei, and similarly, V'Ashaychid U'mayla B'chutz, if someone shechs Hagdish or brings Hagdish up onto a Mizbech that is outside of the Azara, and V'Oichel Chometz B'Pesach, V'Oichel V'Oisim Malacha B'Yem Kippurim, or if someone eats or does Malacha on Yom Kippur, V'Amafatim Es HaShemen, or if someone takes all the ingredients of the Shemen Mishcha and puts them together just like it was done in the Beis HaMikdash, V'Amafatim Es HaKteris, or if someone puts all the ingredients of the Keteris and makes Keteris just like it was made in the Beis HaMikdash, V'Asach B'Shemen Mishcha, or if someone smears the Shemen Mishcha on their body, and we know the only Shemen Mishcha that was ever made was only the one that was made by Moshe Rabbeinu, and these cases one would be Chayav Kares, and if there was Astra for Malkas, they would receive Malkas. And the Mishnah now continues and brings other Lavim where someone would be Chayav Malkas, V'Oichel Nevelus who Treifes Shkotzen V'Remosim Ochel Tevel U'Maisu Rishin Shloi Nitru Chumasai, and finally U'Maisu Sheni V'Hegdish Shloi Niftu. And we will explain this further when we learn the Gemara. The Mishnah now continues and brings a Machlekes between Rav Shimon and Chachamim as to the Shear of Issachila B'Negei Tevel. And as the Mishnah continues, Kamen Yechel Menat Tevel V'Yechayev, how much does someone have to eat from Tevel in order to be Chayev Malkas? And Rav Shimon Oimek Kolshu, and as we will see, certainly Rav Shimon agrees that generally a Chiyuv Achila would only be if someone ate a Kazayis. However, Rav Shimon teaches us that if someone ate even one kernel, which is a Beria, then they would be Chayev Malkas. And Chacham Oimek Kazayis, and the Chacham argue that one kernel would not be enough, and the only way that one would be Chayev for eating any Tevel is only if he ate a Kazayis. And Amanan Rav Shimon, so Rav Shimon responds to Chachamim, Yatem Maidenli Ba'ichlo Mala Kolshu Shu Chayev, that aren't you made to me that if you eat one ant, that you would be chayiv as lemais you ate a beria, and one kernel should also be considered a beria. And Amuloi and Chacham responded to him in Pleshi Kibriyasa, that although I agree that you would be chayiv if you ate one ant, that is because it is as it was created and it's alive, and therefore you'd be chayiv Malkas. However, I disagree with you, Benegei Achita, as lemais that's not alive. And Amulahen and Rav Shimon responds to Chachamim, Af Chita Achas Kibriyasa, that lemais one chita is also considered a beria, since it's actually in the same form that was originally created, and therefore it's a davar chashuv, and one would be chayav malkas if they ate even a chita of tevel. And megei the shita of chachamim that they stated mipnei shekibiyasa ayin and taisus of mesechtas chulin on daf tzadik vav, where he explained the chiyam rechmana leisechel gid leisechel oiv tamei v'chein be'ivim nachai kilu pirish ben gadol ben katan the kulu mikra gid va'oiv ulvad shiyu shleimim, but in order to be chayav they must be a complete bria and they must be completely whole ayin shum. And before we begin the Gemara, let's keep in mind that in order to be Chayim Malkas, there has to be a lav that stayed in the Torah, as we have a cloud that in Oinshin Elim Kemazirin, and therefore most of the Rashis go through exactly where we see in Hazara for all of these lavin in the Torah, and we will only read some Rashis which are relevant to various points in our Mishnah. And let's begin with the first Rashi in our Mishnah, where Rashi states, Elu Hina Lekin, Elu Lav Dafka, the Tana Vishaya Lekin Tuva, Ela Tana Chay Vikrisis Lash Minon, the Yesh Malkas B'chai V'krisis, and that is a chiddush, as we will see in the Gemara. V'ton al-mon v'grusha, lashmin al-mon v'grusha, chayiv alayim mishum shtei shemais, as we saw in our Mishnah. V'ton al-tevel al-maisi rishi, shlein nitush trumasai, t'lim mefarish lav to do behedya, as del lavim are not so mefarish, v'chein hegdish shlein nifta, and v'aydi ton al-hegdish, ton al-maisi sheni b'hadei, and therefore we speak about maisi sheni as well, that avayil malkas did who, mishum mechus v'pidiya, v'chein berubon yeshta v'chadosh, ayin sham. And Rashi explains the sina minag avinami, Malkas Meshul Moises Chatenbom, and then once again it seems from Rashi that the Issa to marry Nesinim is an Issa Deraisa, but Ayin Rashi in other places where it's Muchach the Rashi hold that the Issa to marry Nesinim is only an Issa Rabbanon Ayin Shom. And we begin the Gemara, Chayvi Krisis Katani, Chayvi Mises Bezdin Leitani, that when our Mishnah listed those that are Chayv Malkas, we only mentioned those that are Chayv Krisis, but we didn't mention anyone that was Chayv Mises Bezdin. And the Gemara explains, Masis and Mani, Rabbi Kivi, that our Mishnah specifically going like the Shita Rabbi Kiva, and as we will see, there are three different Tanoim that argue b'digei these dinim. As the Tanya we learned to the Brisa, Echachai v'krisis v'echachai Mrs. Bezdin, yesh nam b'chlal, malchus ha-boyim, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds that doesn't make a difference if someone is chayiv Mrs. Bezdin, or if they're chayiv Kares, that if Edom give them asura for malchus, then they will be chayiv malchus. And as Rashi states at the top of Daf Yud Gimel Beis, hasha salka daitach, shem hisru by misu malchus, loiku meis, that even if Edom will give asura both for Mrs. Bezdin as well as for malchus, then the person would be chayiv malchus as well, and we wouldn't have a din of coming of Grabmanay, and the Maisa, the Tana of our Mishnah, cannot be Rabbi Shmuel, as our Tana only stated that one receives Malkus for doing an Issa with a Zechi of Kares, but our Tana did not mention that one will receive Malkus if they do an Issa with a Zechi of Mrs. Bezdin. And the Brisa continues, Rabbi Kiva, Imer Chai Bekrisis, Yeshna Bechlau Malkus Aboyim, Shem Osa Tshuva Bezdin Shemayla Meichlan, however, Chai Mrs. Bezdin, Inam Bechlau Malkus Aboyim, Shem Osa Tshuva Im Bezdin Shemata Meichlan. And Rabbi Kiva argues, and he holds that if someone is Chayiv Kares, that if Edom would give him Asura for Malkus, then it would be Chayiv Malkus. And even though generally we have a din of Kederi Shosai and a din of Kamal Ibn Ramre, however, since it is possible that he won't have Kares, as if he does Tshuva, then Shemayim, they will be Meichelim, so there is no issue of giving him Malkus at this point either. However, if Reuven is Ivana Issa, where he would be Chayiv Mises Bezdin, then even if Edom gave him Asura, then he would be Chayiv Malkus, he would not be Chayiv Malkus, as Lemaisa Bezdin cannot be Meichelim for his Chayiv Mises Bezdin, and and the Gemara will explain this in detail a bit later. And the Maisa, our Mishnah works out according to the Shita Rabbi Kiva. However, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, and his third Shita, Rabbi Yitzchak, who states, Chai v'krisis b'chlal hayu, v'lam miyatzis karis b'chayisa, l'doinu b'karis, v'loi b'malkas. Rabbi Yitzchak teaches us that since Menegeo, all the arayas, the pasuk at the end of Pashas Achri Meis teaches us, ki kol ashi yasem, mikol ha-te'iva se'ila, v'nichuso na'fashis ha'isis mikarev amam, and there's a general pasuk that teaches us that if anyone does any of these Yisurim, then it'd be Chayiv Karis, and therefore there was no need for the pasuk to teach us in Pashas Kedoshim, V'isha Shiika Chesachoyse Bas Ovin V'y Bas Imoy, V'rosa Vosov, Hisiris Avosoy, Chesedhu, V'nichusula Ine Bnei Amam, Erevis Achoyse Gilo Avoyne Yisa, and therefore this pasuk is teaching us that the only Chiv and the only Oynish a person has for being Baal Achoysoy is only Karis and not Malkus, and we have a klal that called Dovishoy Bechlal, V'yotim in a klal, Loyu Lamed Al Atzmi Yotza, El Lamed Al Klal Kuli Yotza, and therefore this applies to all cases where someone is Chayiv Kares, that you would only be Chayiv Kares and you would not be Chayiv Malkus. And once again, our Mishnah cannot work out with Rabbi Yitzchak, as Rabbi Yitzchak holds that if someone is Chayiv Kares, they would not be Chayiv Malkus. And our Mishnah taught us that even if someone is Chayiv Kares, that as long as the Edom gave him Asura for Malkus, that there would be a Chayiv Malkus. And the Gemara now continues to explain the Braisa as my time with Rabbi Shmuel, that what is the Makar for the din of Rabbi Shmuel, that in all cases, as long as Edom gave Asura for Malkus, that one will be Chayiv Malkus, and it doesn't make a difference if the person is also Chayiv Kares, or if he's Chayiv Misa B'dei Adam. And the Gemara explains the Chsiv, as the Pasuk in Pashuk Yisavei states, Imlei Sish Malasis has called Divrei Torah Hazois, Haksuvim Basef Hazeh, L'Yuraos Hashem HaNichbad V'Anoyer Hazeh, Hashem Alekecho. And then the next Pasuk states, V'Hifla Hashem HaSmakeischa, V'as Makeis Arecha, Makeis Gedeus V'Namonis, V'Chaloyim Royim V'Namonim. These Psukim are talking about a person that did any Issa in the Torah, and the Chsiv, Hifla Hashem HaSmakeischa, and the Gemara explains, Haflazu in Yedea Mahi, that I'm not sure what this punishment refers to. However, Kishu Omer, but since the Pasuk in Pashuk Yisaitzei states, V'Pilu HaShoifet V'Kuel V'Fonov, referring to Malkus, so Havei Omer, Haflazu Malkus He, and therefore we see that the Loshon HaFlor refers to Malkus, V'Ksiv, and the Pasuk stated in Pashuk Yisavai, in Moisish Malasis, is called Divrei Torah Hazois, referring to any Issa that a person is Eva, that's brought in the Torah. And the Gemara now is, Yehochi Chai V'Hasei Nami, that if you're saying that we have a Chiv Malkus, any time that someone is Eva on anything that it says in the Torah, so if someone doesn't perform a specific mitzvah, then it should also be Chai Malkus. And we know that if someone doesn't do the mitzvah of Lulav, they would not be Chai Malkus. And even according to the Mada Omar, that Lav Abba Mechlal Asei is considered a Lav. However, certainly one is not Chai Malkus. And the Gemara ends is, Im Loi Sishma Ksiv, Uch Rab Oven Ar Reloi, the Omar Rab Oven Ar Reloi, Kol Mokim Shinami Yisham Pen Va'al, Eino Elo Loi Sasei, that since the Pasuk actually states, Im Loi Sishma Lasseis, so therefore we see that Torah is specifically talking about a case where someone was Ivan Lav, and the word Yishama refers to Lav, as Rab Oven taught us in the name of Rab Reloi, that any time the Torah uses a Losh of Yishama Pen Va'al, it's referring to a Loi Sasei. And the Gemara continues, Yehochi Lav Shem Ben Maisenami, that Lachira, the Torah tells us that if someone was Ivan any Lav that states in the Torah, they'd be Chayiv Malkus, and this is not true, as if if so, someone should be chayiv malchus even on lav she'im b'maisa, and we know that lav she'im b'maisa ain't like in love. And the Gemara explains lasik siv, as that's why the Torah states in Pashuk Kisavai in Moisish Malasais, as it's teaching us that the only time that you be chayiv malchus is only a lav that's yesh b'maisa. However, if it's a lav she'im b'maisa ain't like in love, and the Gemara now is lav shenitu lasei nami, that we know there's a cloud that someone does not receive malchus on lav shenitu lasei, and l'chir, why wouldn't you receive malchus if the Torah tells us that one receives malchus if they are even in any lav that states in the Torah? However, the Gemara explains dumi the lav de chasima, that when the Torah teaches us the chiyuv of malchus, the Torah states in Pashki Seitze barim yakenu lo yosef pen yosef la kaisa al ilo makarabo v'nikla chichol einecha, and the next pasuk states leisachshim shor b'dishai, and therefore the only chiyuv of malchus is only on a lav that's similar to the lav leisachshim shor b'dishai, and since the lav leisachshim shor b'dishai is not a lav shadik lasei, therefore the only time that the chiyuv malchus applies is only by a lav that's similar to the lav de chasima, and is not a lav shadik lasei. And the Gemara explains hashad the aslahi kulunami dumi lav de chasima, then now that you brought me this makar that the only time that the chiyuv malchus is only for those lavim that's similar to the lav de chasima, so this would also answer the previous two questions as well, as if someone is even asei or someone is even a lav shein b'maisa, those are also not similar to the lav de chasima, and therefore the chiyuv malchus doesn't apply. However, even though the lav leisachshim shor b'dishai is not a lav sheyesh b'karis, as not a lav sheyesh b'mises bezdin, however, Rabbi Shmuel holds that even so, you'd be chayiv malchus, as those are more chomer, and certainly the chiyuv malchus would apply to anything more chomer. And we only learn from the lav de chasima that there would not be a chiyuv malchus on anything which is more kal than the lav de chasima. And for example, a case of someone that's oiv nasei or lav she'im b'maisa or lav shenitik lasei. And the Gemara now continues to discuss the Shita Rabbi Kiva, who taught us that although someone's chayiv karis, they could still be chayiv malchus, but if someone's chayiv mises bezdin, they do not be chayiv malchus. And the Gemara explains Rabbi Kiva my taima, and what is the makar that Rabbi Kiva holds that there is no malchus by someone that chayiv mises bezdin? And the Gemara explains based on the pasuk and pasuk seisei that states kedei rishasai, and we learn now mishum risha achas atu mechayvai viatu mechayvai mishum shtei rishais, that one could only receive one punishment for one isser, and you can't receive two punishments for the same isser. And we also know that even if someone does two isurim, that the din of kamad rabbanei teach us that they would only be chayiv one oinish and could not be chayiv two oinshim, and they would only get the mocham of the two isurim. And Ayin Taisus points out that the Gemara's question was a bit deeper than the he de chayiv mises im asu tshuva in bezin shel matam meichel loy, but ma bekach v'levelei tati, and why can't you receive two oinshim? And our Gemara continues Rabbi Shmuel, and l'chayr according to Rabbi Shmuel, why don't we say k'dei rishasim mishum mishachas at the mechayiv v'yat mechayiv mishum shtei rishayis? And the Gemara explains that Rabbi Shmuel holds hani mili misu mamin or malchusu mamin, that the only time that we say the klal k'dei rishasai is only when there's two chiyuvim, and one is misa and one is mamin, or one is malchus and one is mamin. Avol misu malchus misa richlihi, but the klal of k'dei rishasai doesn't apply with someone's receiving misa's bezin or kares, as by receiving malchus that is just an extension of the chiyuv misa, and that is not considered a separate einish. The Gemara now asks Rabbi Kiva that l'chir, since we see the Rabbi Kiva holds that there's a concept of k'dei rishasai even by misa's bezin and malchus, and he says that one cannot receive malchus if they're already chay mises bezdin, and he hachi chay v'krisis nami, then we should say the same din b'degei chay v'krisis, and we should say mishum risha achzat mechayvai v'yat mechayv mishum shtei rishois, and if someone is chay of kares, then they should not be chay of malchus. And the Gemara continues my amrit shem asa tshuva, that what would Rabbi Kiva's potential teretz be that there's a chil between misa b'dei shemayim and misa b'dei adam, as b'negei misa b'dei shemayim there's a potential to do tshuva and erase the chay of kares, and therefore there's no problem k'dei rishasai, but hashtami is le'avdi, le'mais at this point, Reuven did not do tshuva, and if so, how could Bezdin give him malchus? And the Gemara will try to bring various terutzim to this question, and the Gemara begins with the teretz of Ravo, as Amar Ravo, beferish rib seter chayv yikris le'malchus, the gomel inim le'necha, the inachinami, based on k'dei rishasai, potentially there should be no chiyuv of malchus. However, based on gzeira shava, we learned that there's a chiyuv of malchus, even where someone is chayv kares, and as we previously saw, in the pasuk and pasuk kedeshim, the pasuk states b'negei karis v'isha shiika chasachoyse bas avivoy bas imoy, and then the Torah states v'nichrasu le'enei b'nei amam erves achoyse gilo avoynu yisa, and we see the lashon le'enei b'negei achiyuv karis, and b'negei achiyuv malchus the Torah states in pashki seitzei abam yakenu le'yose penyose la'koyse al ilam makarabo v'nikla chicha le'enecha, and since the Torah uses a similar lashon. Therefore, we learn that even if someone's chayiv karis, they could still be chayiv malchus. And keep in mind that according to the way the Rav Ovadia is explaining the shita of Rabbi Akiva, so l'chayiv this doesn't work out with the words of the brisa, as the brisa taught us that l'fi Rabbi Akiva, the chiluk between someone that's chayiv karis or someone that's chayiv misa b'dei adam is based on the possibility of doing tshuva, as b'negei karis shem asa tshuva bezin shemay l'meichlen, and b'negei misa bezin that shem asa tshuva in bezin shemata meichlen. And Ayin Bach, who speaks about this at length, and l'maisa the Gemara continues and doesn't like this territory of O, as maskler Rabbi Abba Mamal is the following question, that ihochi chayiv misa bezin nami nigburei me'inim leinecha, that since in pasha shlach b'negei is someone that was oved avid zara, the Torah tells us v'hoyu me'in eida nasa l'shkoga, and the Torah uses the term me'inei, and as we saw in the Pasha Malkus and Pasha Kisese, the Torah uses the term le'inecha, so l'chir we should make the same limud, and we should learn that even if someone is Ivana Issa was a chiv Mises Bezin, that there should still be a chiv of Malkus. However, the Gemara answers that donna le'inei me'inecha ve'in donna me'inei me'inecha, that although we could learn the word le'inei from the word le'inecha, that is because they're similar words, and both start with a lamed, even though the Pasuk b'negei Malkus ends with an endelchav. However, we can't learn me'inei me'inecha b'negei Mises Bezdin. The Torah states me'inei and starts with a mem and doesn't end with an endelchav, whereas le'inecha starts with a lamed and ends with an endelchav. However, the Gemara is still bothered that certainly that can't be an afkamina as to why we would use a gzeir shava or why we wouldn't learn a gzeir shava, as we might nafkaminei v'atan d'be'er v'shmal v'shava kayin u'ba kayin zui shiva zui bia, as b'negei a certain dinim that are relevant to nigei batim, we make a gzeir shava, although the two terms that we compare are completely different from each other, but they have a similar meaning, as the pasuk states the words v'shava kayin uba kayin, and therefore we can use that gzeir shava, and certainly we can learn gzeir shava from the words me'inai and the word le'inecha. And the Gemara continues v'oid ligma me'inim le'inei dogom le'inim le'inecha, that even if you're going to want to say that the term me'inai is too different from the word le'inecha, and therefore we wouldn't be able to learn that there's a chiyah malchus even where there's a din of Mises Bezdin. However, since based on the Gzeir Shava of Le'enei from Le'enecha, we already learned that there's a Chiyah Malkus even where there's an Oynish of Karis, so therefore we should now learn the din of Mises Bezdin from the din of Karis based on the Gzeir Shava from the word Me'enei that states B'negei Mises Bezdin and the word Le'enei that states B'negei Karis, and certainly these two words are similar. Therefore, Ravo's Teretz does not suffice, and the Gemara continues Kibbul Emnei Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, and Rashi brings two explanations, either Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak accepted this question of Rav Abba Mamal and therefore had to have another reason for Rav Akiva's din, and he will explain why Rav Akiva learned that there's a chiyah of Malkus even with there's a chiyah of Karis, but there is no chiyah of Malkus with there's a chiyah of Mises Bezdin. And Rashi brings a second explanation, that Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak heard the following teretz from Ravo, and Ravo gave another explanation as to how to understand the sheet of Rav Akiva, and as the Gemara continues that the pasuk states Kedei Rishasai, and this pasuk is speaking directly to Bezdin and teaching Bezdin that Bezdin could only be mechayiv someone one oynish v'yata mechayiv mishum shtei rishoyis b'rishah mesurul Bezdin hakasa b'daba, and Bezdin cannot be mechayiv someone two oynishin. However, the entire din of Kedei Rishasai doesn't apply b'negei Karis, which is not a chiv on Bezdin, as Karis is misu b'dei shemayim, and therefore if someone does an issa with a chayiv Karis but they receive the hasra from Edim that they would be chayiv malchus, though Bezdin is only giving them one oynish, and therefore they would be chayiv malchus. The Gemara now continues with another teretz. Rava Amar, Rava explains, that certainly there is no machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva in the case where Edom gave Asra to Ruvain, that if you do this issa, you'd be Chai Mises Bezdin, and you'll also be Chai Malkus, and certainly even Rabbi Shmuel would agree that Ruv would only be Chai Mises Bezdin, and would not be Chai Malkus, and certainly the din of Kavim and Rabbanei would apply. However, Ki Pligi, the Asubel Malkus, and the only machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is where Reuven only received the Asra for Malkus and did not receive any Asra for Mises Bezdin. And let us remember that certainly we have a klal that in Oinshin Elim Kim Azirin, that the only way that someone could be Chayiv and Oinish is only if the Torah actually stated a lav and gave them an Azara. And based on this point, the Machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is as follows. Rabbi Shmuel Sava lav Shiditin Lazarus Mises Bezdin like love, that although this Azara and this lav that states in the Torah is generally teaching us that this person would be Chayiv Misa, however, if the Edim gave Asra for Malkus, then this lav could also be used as an Azara for an Oynish of Malkus. And in this case, since he won't be receiving Misa, Misa, as there was no Hasrafa for Misa, so the din of Kamal Rabban doesn't apply, as you won't actually be giving Reuven two different Einshin. However, Rabbi Kiva Sava, Lavshin Lazarus, Misa's Bezna, in like love, that although certainly the din of Kamal Rabban doesn't apply, since the Eidah did not give Hasrafa for Misa, but ultimately there can't be a Chiv of Malkus for this Issa, as this Lav was brought in the Torah in order to teach us that there's an Einish Misa, and since we're using it for an Einish Misa, we can't use it also for an Einish Malkus, and therefore Reuven could not be Chayiv Malkus. However, the Gemara is Rabbi Kiva, Ihachi, Chayiv Krisis Nami, Lavshin Lazarus Korosu, the Lachira, if Reuven is Chayiv Koros, then even if the Edom say that if you do this Issa, you'd be Chayiv Malkus, then how could Reuven be Chayiv Malkus? If Lemaisa, the reason why the Torah wrote this Lav is as a Zara for Koros, and this Issa is not available, then in order to be a Lav for Chayiv Malkus, and how could it be that Rabbi Kiva states that even if someone is Chayiv Koros, that they could be Chayiv Malkus? The Gemara explains, although Benegea other ancient, we have a cloud that in ancient Elim came Azirin. However, Benegea Chiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, there is no cloud in ancient Elim came Azirin, and therefore this lav is not needed for Kares, and the lav is used for Malkus, and that's why Rabbi Kiva holds that even if someone has a Chiv of Kares, there could still potentially be a Chiv of Malkus. And as the Gemara continues, that the riotous point is Shrei Pesach Mila Onash. That we know that if someone doesn't bring a Karim Pesach, or if someone doesn't do Milah, then the Chayiv Karis, and even though there is no Lav involved, and even though the Torah doesn't mention Nazara, they are still going to be Chayiv Karis, and therefore we have a Raya that the cloud of Ein Einshin Elam Kim Azirin doesn't apply B'negeya Karis and B'negeya Misa B'dei Shemayim. And the Gemara now continues that even though this Lav that's written B'negeya Karis is not necessarily in order to teach us that there's a Chayiv Karis, as no din of Ein Einshin Elam Kim Azirin B'negeya Karis, however, Vidilma Azar LaKarbin, maybe the Azar that the Torah states, B'negeya Chiyav Karis, is actually coming to teach us that if someone is Ivan Issa B'Shoigeg, and it's an Issa that they would be Chayav Karis, if they did so B'mezid, then they would be Chayav Karbin. And L'Chiyav, since we need the Azar in order to teach us that they would be Chayav Karbin, so once again, this Lav is not going to be available in order to teach us that if someone did a Lav where generally they'd be Chayav Karis, and the Edom gave them Asra that the Chayav Malkus, that they would be Chayiv Malkus, as there is no Lav in the Torah, as this Lav is Nitin Lazarus Carbon. And as the Gemara points out, Al Pesach Milo Dlespu Azara Loi Maisi Carbon. And as we know, that if someone doesn't bring a Karim Pesach B'Shoigeg, or he doesn't do Milo B'Shoigeg, that since there is no Azara, therefore, although it's a mitzvah where there's a potential for Kares, they would not be Chayiv to bring a Carbon. However, the Gemara explains, Hasam Lav Anotayma, that the reason why by Pesach Milo that you do not bring a Carbon is not because there is no Lav, but Elam Mishum, the Iskish Kalatar Kulav, it is Kikavim, and it's based on the fact that the only time that there's a Chiv to bring a carbon is only on an Issa that is similar to the Issa of Idizara, and Ma Vidis Kikavim Sheval Tasei, Afkal Sheval Tasei, and therefore the only time that one brings a carbon is only when it's Ivan Issa of Sheval Tasei, but Benegea Karim Pesach or Mila, where the Chiv is a Mitzah Sei, then if someone is Ivan that I say, then even if they do so B'Shegeg, they would not be Chayav a carbon, and as the Gemara states, Lafuke Hani, the Kumvase, and this comes to exclude Pesach Hamila, which are Kumvase. Really, in order to be Chayav a Karbin, there is no need to have a Lav. Therefore, the Lav that's mentioned, B'negeya any Chayav Karis, is not being brought for the Chayav a Karis, as Chayav increases Leitzrichi Azara, and it's also not necessary in order to teach us that there will be a Chayav of Karbin, and therefore this Lav is extra, and this Lav could be used in order to be Mechayav so Malkus. That's why Rabbi Kiva holds that even if someone doesn't is so would they be Chayav Karis, but if Edom gave Masra, they would be Chayav Malkus, they would be Chayav Malkus. And let us see Rashi, six lines from the bottom of Amid, Hoslam Lav Hainu Taimu, Masha'im Mavian Korban al Pesach Mila, Ena Tam Bishvil She'im Ben Mazara, El Bishvil She'im Mitzah Sei, the Hoksha Kolotar Kulin in Korban al Vedis Kechavim, Shinem and Pasha Shlach al Chol Anoshim, Eitzel Korban al Vedis Kechavim, Toyo Achaz Yil Lechem al Issa Bishgaga, Kan Hoksha Kol al Vedis Kechavim, Bishigasan, La Vedis Kechavim in Korban, and we learn Ma Vedis Kechavim Karshaloy al Dovishu Shevaloy Sasa came who Amid Vaso, Avkol Sheval Tasai, Aval Karish Lamid Vasei, who Yoshevloy Osa in by Carbon, who Pesachamila Amid Vaseu, Avachai Vakrisis Kagoin, Ashi Yasimi Kola Tevese Ela Vinichrasu, Loshin Sheval Tasu, Vafiloy Nemrboy Azaraslav, Hoy Carbon Borlov, Ayin Shum. And the Gemara will now continue and bring another Teretz on its original question on Rabbi Kiva as to what is the actual hug between someone that is chayiv koris, who will be chayiv malkus, and someone who is chayiv misiv de adam, where there is no chayiv malkus. And even though Rabbi Akiva originally stated that b'degei koris in Masa Tshuva that bezin shem meila meichelhen, but the Gemara asked hashta mias le'avdi, that at this point he still didn't do tshuva, and how could we give him malkus? And as the Gemara continues, Ravina Omar, and we continue on daf yudalim and aleph lo ilam kedarmini meikoros shem Masa Tshuva bezin shem meila meichelhen, that really Rabbi Akiva's reason is based on the fact that b'negei karis, if someone does tshuva, then it's possible bezin shemayla to be meichel them, and therefore they could be chayiv karis. And my amrit haloi over tshuva, and even though you asked at this point l'maisi didn't do tshuva, and therefore he's actually receiving two inchin, and he's still chayiv karis, and how could you give him malchus? And Ravina explains lepsikum milsel karis, that ultimately there is a chilut between someone that's chayiv misa b'dei adam and someone that's chayiv karis, as l'gabe karis there is a possibility that he will never receive that einish, as it's taller in him, and he could do tshuva, and bezin shamaylu will be meichel him, and therefore the klal of kedei rishosai doesn't apply b'negei someone that's chayiv karis. And as Rabbi Akiva taught us, that if someone is chayiv karis, they could still be chayiv malchus, but if someone is chayiv misa b'dei adam, they could not be chayiv malchus. And keep in mind that this teretz of Ravina fits in best with the words of Rabbi Akiva and Ayin Rishenim, who discussed this point, and we will stop over here.